could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dee Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast, around the country. This is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch, and joining us is...
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. So, the answer to all your problems, if you're having odor in your home, or if you have mold, or anything of such, is SCOE 10X. It is the best pet odor eliminator, as well as others, meaning the mold. But it'll take out urine smells, feces, cat urine, which is horrible, vomit, even skunk. And you can order it online on their website, SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats. You can get 10% off for your dogs by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And I hope you'll join us in Italy, departing on September 30th of this year, featuring Lake Como, as well as other places throughout Italy like St. Peter's Basilica. Join us, 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009. This is Talkin' Pets. So, see, Dr. Katie, like, at your clinic, like, if I was working with you at that time or whatever, I would have had this music when people walked in your front door. You know, open up your front door to your clinic, and I was an emergency, emergency. Make it a little more hip.
Yeah.
I found that one. I just thought it was perfect for you because you were an emergency vet for
so long.
Which means you were working the graveyard shift.
I was.
A lot.
Yep.
So, do you find out there that there's, like, less veterinarians, or... Because I know it's... It seems like we've even read stories here on the show throughout the years where certain parts of the world are even having hard times finding veterinarians.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it seems like there's more women veterinarians than there are men. So, and the veterinary programs are, what, 8 years? Is that the total?
Yes.
So it's a lot of schooling.
Yes, it is.
So do you ever think, like, you were an emergency veterinarian, did you ever think about, I could have went that amount of schooling and became a human doctor?
Yes.
You did think about it?
I did.
Would you?
No.
No? Yeah, I mean, well, being a doctor, though, is not as easy as people think it is. Because... there's always the potential of lawsuits. That's the way people are these days. Everybody wants to sue everybody. And just dealing as a veterinarian, especially as, well, humans as well, but as a veterinarian, I know it's got to be tough on vets when they have to put an animal to sleep or they lose an animal in surgery. I understand where people get upset about that they lost their dog or their cat or whatever, but it's, believe it or not, knowing you and knowing a bunch of other veterinarians, it's just as rough on you to see someone's loved pet
pass
away.
I should send you that link. There's a BBC documentary It's about 45 minutes long. It's called The Cost of Caring, and it highlights how difficult our jobs are.
Well, you know,
for veterinarians and veterinary technicians.
You know, you became number one now, veterinarians.
In suicide.
Right. Mm-hmm. It used to be dentists.
Yep.
Now it's veterinarians.
Yes.
It's a tough job. And I would imagine one of the toughest things would be is, well, you know, I think about this, too, is not only losing an animal on a table or having to put the poor thing to sleep, but also some vets, I'm sure, are a little bit weary on getting scratched, getting bitten. You know, those things must happen.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
That's honestly, though, if you're being conscientious about what the animal is telling you in subtle ways, you're going to get bit a whole lot less. The more experience I got, the less I got bit, because I knew when I had provoked an animal enough and I needed to
back off.
And honestly, John, as an emergency vet, I did not mind doing euthanasias, because in my situation, the ones that I euthanized were ones that were either too sick or too badly injured for me to help them. And it was...
Which even makes it more difficult for you, though, in terms of having to do it. But I know where you're going with it.
Yeah, it's a gift rather than to have to watch that animal suffer.
Yeah. I would imagine, yeah, you have, like,
you
hit by a car or...
Think about it in a different way.
Yeah. I mean, even as a pet parent, it's like I always say, the day that you were born is the day that you were dying, or the day that you're dying. And the same thing goes for animals.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mom died, I'll put it on a human side of it, one of the worst things in my life. My mom and I were so close. I was a mama's boy, 100%. And the thing is that when she passed, I dealt with it in that way that when you're born, you're dying and everyone dies. No one's ever going to live forever. I lost my dad after that. And then 4 years ago, we lost Kayla's mom, my sister. And Kayla knows. I mean, she was there. I stayed in the hospice with my sister for the 7 days that I was there until she passed. And it got to that point where it was like, seeing her every minute of the day and the pain that she was in and the suffering, and she wasn't the beautiful woman that she was with the blonde hair and working out at the gym every day and even being in your face and yelling at you or screaming at you for this or that, it wasn't her. She was quiet. And she was wasting away. And when we sat, I slept in the chair next to her, and the one time I said to her, right before she died, actually, I said, "Marianne, you're in so much pain." I said, "You just let go. Just go." And it wasn't easy for me, but it was understandable, and I understood it, because I didn't want to see her suffer anymore.
No.
And in hospice, I never knew this because I never went through it, but they don't feed you. You get no food or anything. You get morphine to help with the pain, but you get very little water even. I don't agree with it. If you can eat or whatever, eat. I mean, I just find hospice to be odd. But the people there were really good. I have to admit, they took good care of her in terms of, you know, the time that she was there. But with the cancer, it was so much through her body that if you touched her, her bone would break. I mean, it was just at the last points of it, when she could talk, because she lost her voice towards the end, but she was like, "You can't touch me," because they crack, because the bones were so brittle. And it was like, and I looked at her and she looked at me, and she always thought I would be the one that would go first because I have a lot of ailments. And it ended up being her. And we said that before she died. She was like, "I was going to be here to take care of you." And I said, "Well, you know what? I'm here for you. And I'm not going anywhere." And I stayed there for her. And I watched her and felt her take her last breath. And so there comes a time in your life with humans and there comes a time in your life with your pets, don't blame yourself, especially if you gave that pet a loving life and you were there for them. Everybody dies, and we're all going to go through it. But at least be there knowing the fact that you did give that pet a good life. And Dr. Katie, being an emergency vet, you did the best thing for that you can do for those animals. Right. So you made a difference. And I know you lost your husband a year ago to cancer as well. And you know how tough it is. But I just, I guess, want to instill in people that if it comes that time you have to make the decision, I just feel in my heart that the pets understand. They don't want to be in pain anymore as much as anybody else does not want to as well. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
I always put an army outlook. A dramatic video from police on Long Island shows a deer smashing through a bank's window and running loose as officers try to wrangle it in. Check out the video at www.talkingpets.com. The wild animal set off a burglar alarm at Webster Bank in Ridge, where Suffolk County officers encountered the unexpected intruder. The deer is seen bumping into office furniture and hopping over a desk as it scrambles, trying to escape from the police. He has antlers, so just a heads up, one officer warned another before going inside. A piercing alarm is heard ringing throughout the building in the background. Video shows one officer grabbing the deer by its antlers and trying to hoist it out the window. The footage shows papers scattered across the floor, broken glass on the windowsill, and chairs turned upside down. The officers were eventually able to safely lasso the deer and guide him back outside, but not before the animal made quite the mess. A similar incident happened on Long Island in October 2019 when a deer crashed through a hair salon window and injured a customer. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
And now, a word from the deer.
Say, fellas, have you ever experienced the wonderful joy of fly fishing? Or how about something like duck hunting? They have much more meat on them than we do. I mean, we're depleted here. So, at any rate, try some fly fishing. It's much more of a sport than hunting us. Bye!
So, if you go to TalkingPets.com, you can see the video. Have you watched it? Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my God. It's pretty dramatic, actually. This deer gets into this bank, and it went through a window. That's how it got in. But once it got in there...
I wonder why.
I'm thinking two things. One, it still had its horns. It was like an eight-point buck, maybe.
Oh, so he was...
It might have been an aggressive move,
yeah.
Seeing himself a reflection.
Right.
Or just... Like birds. They don't see the glass, and they fly right into the buildings.
Probably. I'm going with the aggressive move.
Yeah.
And thinking there was
another eight-point
buck on the other.
Yep. So he went after it, and that's when he went through the window.
Probably but,
and he
down.
Got in there, and he was running around, like everything. And then I'm watching the police come in this video, which is on TalkingPets.com, and the cop is trying to grab him with his hands. I'm like, this buck has, like, at least, I think it was 8 points. And I'm thinking...
Yeah, a couple hundred pounds on you.
Yep, and those horns...
You think you're going to control him when he's got adrenaline pumping?
It ended up that he did grab him by the horn and also by the head and then tried to get him out the same window. I'm thinking, where's the bank people? Can't they open up the front door? But they never used the door, so this must have gone by, like, really fast.
Wow.
But the guy got it out of the window, and then it took off across the road. And the weird part was I watched it run across the road, and I'm like, oh, don't get hit by a car right now.
Yeah.
Not after what you just went through. He made it through hunting season, and then, made it through the bank, and then here a car. That ended up well. You know, I do want to say in the news, sometimes if there's breaking news, we do say what happens. And a lot of people may have already seen this or heard it. But there was another shooting in Minneapolis, where, according to the video that I've seen, a guy was directing traffic. He was a nurse, had a gun on him. But to my understanding, Minneapolis is an open gun law, which I don't agree with. Politics, I'm not going to go there. But... he did try to help a woman that was pushed down by an ICE member, and then six ICE guys jumped him, and then they shot him. So he is dead. Leave it at that. Just want to let you know that's what's going on in the country. But once again, we want to talk to you, 818-818-6401. And on another note,
let the games begin!
Name that animal's sound. If you can name what creature this is that makes this sound, you can pick SCOE 10X if you've never won it before. It's the odor eliminator that will take out any kind of odors, even mold in your house, and Lord knows. Also, you can go with Good Pets Foods. These are supplement treats for your dog. We'll send you the Hip and Joint Plus, the multivitamin, and the probiotic. You can go with the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. Comes in red or black. A CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD sung by Gino and his band. You can go with Chicken Soup for the Soul, the Pets, Pets, Pets book. We have the 2026 from Workman Publishing, the Hippo Calendar, last one. And we also have from Silly Beads by Kayla.
A handle charm for a Stanley Cup at Starbucks, Kansas City pen, a badge clip holder, and a Morgan Wallen keychain.
So you can go with those if you win and identify what creature makes this sound. Kind of sounds a little bit like a typewriter. Young people probably don't know what that is. But... So what creature makes that sound? And I will say that this creature can spot a 3-foot carcass from 4 miles away. What is it? That's a scary sound. If I heard that in the middle of the night, you know, I'd be a little worried. But what creature makes that sound? And what creature is it that can spot a 3-foot carcass from 4 miles away? That's pretty good, actually. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call and take a shot at it. We're also open to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. The lines are open, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win something. 818-818-6401. So another thing that's going on in the news is they're calling this storm out there across the country historic. Like one of the worst storms that I guess our country will ever see. There's going to be lots of snow, lots of ice, which ice causes, of course, trees to fall, power lines to fall. And electricity go out. So
I'm so glad I live in Florida.
I know.
Yes,
we have hurricanes.
We do lose power, but you're not going to freeze to death.
But it does get hot. I mean,
I'd rather get hot than freeze to death.
Well, no, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. But, you know, one is I remember when the hurricanes came through last year and we got flooded here in my neighborhood, water in my driveway up to my waist. And it got into the house, one part of the house. But with that aside, when the power went out, I'm telling you, man, I sat there and it was like for 5 days, it was hot and boring. I was like, I can't watch TV. What do I do? And then I thought, well, I'll go for a walk in the neighborhood. And I was like, I'm not going out that door. I looked out in the neighborhood. You couldn't see anything. It was so dark. You couldn't even see the hand in front of your face. I mean,
yeah.
And then when you did see a flashlight, you're like, is that a good flashlight or is that a bad flashlight? You don't know who's out there.
Right.
It was kind of frightening. And then with this storm coming, people, please, it is going to be cold. Do not let your pets stay outside. If you can bring them into the house or into a garage, please do so because the temperatures are bitter, bitter cold. We're talking beyond freezing. And frostbite is a real thing when it comes to your pets, as well as them dying from the cold. Hey, the animal sound is still out there. Take a shot. 818-818-6401.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. Sale of antimicrobial drugs for food animals rose sharply in 2024 in the United States, plus 16%, and more modestly in European Union, plus 5%, now, raising concerns that progress in curbing these resistant drugs may be stalling or reversing. The United States increase, described as dramatic by experts, contrasts with declines to record lows in Canada and the UK. Regulators caution that one-off factors such as disease outbreaks, changes in animal populations, or production practices may partly explain the increases, and overall U.S. sales remain well below their 2015 peak. Experts warn that particularly concerning was increased use of critically important drug classes like cephalosporins and fluoroquinolones, which are vital in human medicine. While crude sale data cannot fully explain how or why drugs are used, the trends suggest stewardship efforts may be under pressure in large livestock-producing regions. In contrast, antimicrobial stewardship in companion animals is gaining momentum, especially in the UK, where a new national initiative aims to cut these drugs used in pets by 30% by 2029, including a 50% reduction in highest priority antibiotics in cats. The effort focuses on reducing unnecessary antibiotic use for conditions such as acute diarrhea in dogs and cat fight wounds, where evidence shows antibiotics are often ineffective. In the U.S., while nationwide companion animal data are limited, FDA-backed research shows a gradual decline in antibiotic prescribing in teaching hospitals and highlights opportunities to improve targeted narrow-spectrum use, particularly in dermatology and ear infections. Overall, the picture is mixed. Livestock antimicrobial use is rising in some major economies, while companion animal medicine is moving more decisively toward tighter stewardships. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Public service announcement. AMR is antimicrobial resistance. When bacteria, viruses, and others become resistant to medicine, there are many reasons why that happens. The consequences are serious, but we still have time.
Coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, is vital for mitochondrial energy production and acts as a powerful antioxidant that helps protect cells from damage caused by free radicals, which can increase with exercise, environmental stress, or low antioxidant levels. In horses, certain forms of CoQ10 are well absorbed, and supplementation has been shown to raise CoQ10 levels in blood and muscle. Research led by Kentucky Equine Research indicates that CoQ10 can enhance aerobic metabolism and antioxidant activity in performance horses. Their studies have resulted in nano Q10, a highly bioavailable form of CoQ10. Findings show that nano Q10 supplementation boosts oxidative metabolism in skeletal muscle by increased mitochondrial enzymes while reducing glycolytic enzymes, indicating more efficient energy use. Preliminary research also suggests that higher serum CoQ10 levels may be associated with lower levels of the enzyme GGT in thoroughbred racehorses, potentially linking CoQ10 to reduced oxidative stress and improved health markers. Beyond performance, CoQ10 may offer reproductive benefits in stallions, including improved sperm motility, better semen storage and freezing outcomes, and potential benefits for subfertile stallions. Although not all mechanisms are fully understood, CoQ10's antioxidant and metabolic effects suggest it may be beneficial for sport horses, racehorses, and breeding stallions. Reporting, I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Anyway, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you, of course, about your pets, Robin, to your medical questions and your behavior questions. And
all right, ladies, let's play ball.
That's what I wanted. So, this is the animal sound. What creature makes that sound? They can spot, I saw you looking, they can spot 3-foot carcass from 4 miles away. They're found in the mountains, grasslands, and plateaus of southern Europe and North Africa and parts of Asia. They're quite impressive. And this bird has a huge wingspan that can reach up to 9 feet. And they use those wings to glide on the air. So, less stress for them. What bird is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. They also have a good sense of smell, which helps them also locate food. And they are social, often nesting and feeding in large groups. What are they? 818-818-6401. What kind of bird am I referring to? Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. So, Dr. Katie, with the cold weather out there that's going to hit this entire country, or it already is hitting this entire country.
Except for Florida.
Yeah, well, no, we're supposed to get cold again on Monday.
But not that cold.
No, but still, it's supposed to get in the 30s at night. Yeah, it's cold for us. I get cold. But what about animals? Like, for frostbite? What are the most susceptible parts of an animal's body?
Ears.
Ears?
Mm-hmm.
The nose is, too, isn't it?
Not so much.
No?
Yeah. Good blood flow there. But the tips of the ears, for sure. And just like people, their toes.
in our fingertips.
Yeah.
So what about like dog paws and cat paws and everything? Yeah. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
How would you know if your pet has a sign of like frostbite?
Change in color of the,
really?
The skin and tissues.
Is it like black?
No, usually it blanches. It gets real pale.
Really?
Yeah.
And then?
Well, I mean, if your dog has pigmented paw pads, you're not going to see much. Until the paw pads start sloughing off.
So if they already get frostbite from being out in this weather, on their ear tips, for instance, as a veterinarian and they bring them in to you, is there something that could save the ear, or is frostbite meaning that it's going to have to be cut out?
Oh, well, you just have to remove the part that's affected, not the whole ear,
just the edges.
So it's
going to look...
I will say there's, you know, one good thing about cold is that dogs that are exposed to extreme cold, like people, their body, as their body temperature goes down, their metabolic needs go down as well, and they actually survive a lot longer, a lot better. Dogs here in Florida that get heat stroke, that's really bad.
And like ones that are known for cold weather, like the Siberian Husky.
Yeah, they'd rather be outside. I had a Husky that in Michigan, when I lived in Michigan, she didn't even want to come inside when it was snowing. She refused to come inside when it was snowing. So we gave her a doghouse. She wouldn't go in it.
She just liked being out in the snow.
Yeah, she would curl up in the snowbank.
Certain breeds are made for that, but, you know, there's ones that, of course, that are not.
Exactly.
On both sides of the scale.
Like my Dobermans that have no fur.
And they don't like to go out.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I don't like to go out in it either. So we're going to go out to Spokane, Washington, and Grant. Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Good. How's everyone?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Are you getting any of that bad weather where you're at in Washington?
No, it's a little cold, but it was sunny all day today, the high of 30, so it's okay.
Yeah, it seemed like the tips, like you guys are up there in Washington, we're down here in Florida, we seem to be okay with this storm, but the middle part of the country and then going up into the Northeast, they're going to get hit really bad.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, some people were saying, like in our hometown, myself and my niece Kayla are here. We're from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and they're supposed to get 18 inches of snow. But I'm hearing snow is better than getting the ice because the ice is more threatening to losing power and a lot more accidents. There's already been a lot of car accidents this year. So, but again, if, you know, possibility, please bring your animals in because it's with wind chills, they're saying like go down to like minus 32 degrees. That's like, I'm happy I don't live up north now. 32 is bad for me just above, but minus 32? Forget that.
Yeah.
So, Grant, what is this?
Well, my ears in mountain climbing, it sure sounds like a condor.
You think it's a condor? What makes you think a condor?
Well, because the wingspan and they're from couple places you mentioned, I think, and they got good smell and sight.
I will say that it is very similar to a condor. It really is, but...
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Sorry, Grant.
Wow.
That's okay.
Not a condor.
I thought that was right.
Yeah, basically with the wingspan and the way they use their wings, very, very similar to a condor, but it's not that. So, Grant, thanks. We'll see if somebody else knows. But he ruled out the condor, so it's not that. Thank you, Grant. That's Grant out there in Spokane, Washington.
My brother used to live in Spokane.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Small world.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives here now.
Well, actually, he was in Meade. His mailing address was Meade.
So this is a big bird. And think, the clues, besides the ones that are similar to the condor, but... Basically, they can see dead food 4 miles, 3-4 miles away.
That was my first thought, but...
They fly in circles.
You said the 9-foot wingspan.
Yeah. 818-818-6401. Hopefully, we'll have another guesser when we come back. Take a guess. I'll give you a real big hint. Because I don't think a lot of people would know. The first part of the name of this creature is a griffin. What is it? 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever Creator Summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Researchers document it's a scientific first after observing Veronica, a Swiss brown cow in Austria, intentionally using a deck brush as a tool to scratch herself. In controlled experiments, Veronica consistently selected and manipulated the brush with her tongue, choosing different ends for different body parts. The bristled end for tougher skin on her upper body, and the smooth handle for more sensitive areas like her udder. This behavior qualifies as true multi-purpose tool use, previously seen almost exclusively in chimpanzees. Despite lacking hands, Veronica showed remarkable precision, adjusting her grip and movements depending on the task. Scientists believe her enrichment environment, allowing interaction with humans and a varied landscape, helped foster the ability. Experts say the finding challenges long-held assumptions that cows lack advanced cognition, reinforcing evidence that livestock are intelligent, sentient animals with complex emotional lives. Researchers suspect many farm animals may have similar capabilities that simply go unnoticed, and encourage the public to report similar observations. When we put intelligence onto an animal, that's when people will stop eating them. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Cows, we're remarkable cows. And wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows. That's right, we're cows. Such remarkable cows.
Sorry, I love this song. Cows are, you know, cows make friends, and they do have enemies, just like humans. Anyway, San Diego, KCBQ country. Olivia. Hi, Olivia. Yes. How are you?
Hello. Hi.
Do you have cows out there, Olivia, in San Diego?
I don't see very many cows here. I live in town, so.
Oh, okay.
I have to go out onto the outskirts.
Well, now I'm curious if you know what this creature is. What makes this sound? Mm-hmm. What do you think that is?
I'm going to guess a vulture.
Congratulations. You got it right, Olivia.
So, wonderful.
Do you want to go with the SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, which I highly recommend?
Exactly.
There you go. It is awesome stuff. I mean, and if you have a garbage disposal, even try it in there. It works so well. It'll take out any kind of odors. And the way it works, it's not like a fragrance. It's not supposed to like smell good to you. It's a bacterium that actually eats the odor and kills it. So this way your pets won't go back to it and start peeing there again and yada yada. So it's great stuff. So stay on the line, and I'm going to get your address in San Diego and ship that out to you. But Dr. Katie's going to be in San Diego area in 2 weeks.
Yeah, February 4th. I'm flying.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
Do you recommend somewhere?
The warmer weather.
Well, we're in Florida where we do the show from, so it's pretty good here.
Oh, that's right.
But do you recommend a top place or a nice restaurant in San Diego that she can go to?
Wood Ranch.
What is it?
Wood Ranch.
Wood Ranch, okay. I'll bring that up. I'm going to visit my cousin, so I'll ask him if he's been there.
Okay.
So check that one out.
Okay.
Stay on the line, Olivia. We'll get your address and ship you out to SCOE 10X. And thank you. That's Olivia out there in San Diego, California, KCBQ. And time for...
Oh, my gosh. Why do you do this to me? I wasn't on
Make
it.
Her work. Make her work.
I had a closing song. Oh, my gosh.
Well, too bad, because I told you that we were going to go.
I know.
all right, I got it. Don't worry.
There you go.
Community Blizzard Buddy Response warms hearts ahead of winter storm. Reporting for Talking Pets Radio, I'm Dr. Katie Meyer. New York City's Animal Care Center issued a call for volunteer blizzard buddies to foster large shelter dogs through the forecasted winter storm. And the response was overwhelming. In less than 24 hours, more than 1,500 volunteers offered to temporarily house dogs and give them a break from kennel life. With supplies and transportation covered by the shelter, shelters hope this warmth and cold effort increases long-term adoptions and gives pups a cozy temporary home when they need it most. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
You know what? I like that idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. So
you're going to be stuck at home.
Right. It's kind of like COVID.
Yeah.
But in this case, everybody knows they can return the animals if they want to. But if you want to adopt them after living with them for a couple of days, you can do that as well. Because when COVID came out, like the shelters and everything were empty. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, my God, this is great. Everybody adopted all these animals, you know. And then all of a sudden, everything went back to normal like a year later or whatever, and then people were returning the animals. They were dropping them off at the shelters and stuff. Like, I don't get that, you know? Especially if, you know, you have a dog or a cat for a year, especially, you know, you're going in there to adopt that animal for life. I mean, you're not going to adopt a child and give it back.
Some of those animals, though, then developed separation anxiety. They'd lived a year with their pet parent at home with them, and then their parent had to go back to work, and they'd never been left alone. So some of it was not necessarily, I don't want this animal anymore. It was probably behavioral issues that they didn't know how to manage.
Well, you know, I would imagine that is true because of the fact that, you know, even people that work from home, like myself, I mean, if I were to go to a job, an office every day, my cats would probably be like, where the heck is Daddy?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they would react. Because when I'm working in my office, I'm here 8, sometimes 10, 11 hours in my office. And they're right on the chairs or the floor or their little kitty, whatever you call that, kitty tree. They're always here with me. They're always in with me for the most part. So I couldn't imagine if I wasn't there. Separation anxiety is a very true thing.
And I can't imagine. I have a new puppy at home that I'm trying to housebreak. And if I wasn't home with her to get her out every 3 hours.
Yeah, you'd have to get a pet sitter or something because puppies, they can only hold it for about 2-3 hours when they're very young.
Yep.
But older dogs can usually hold their pee for like 8 hours or more.
So she's at least 6. She's probably 8 months old now, but she was living on the streets, so she had no clue.
Well,
it's been a challenge.
Thanks for giving her a home. And I'm glad you had a great vacation and welcome back.
I'm happy to be back.
Well, you'll be leaving in 2 weeks to go to San Diego, so say hello to KCBQ for us.
That hardly counts compared with the long flight to India.
Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And bye for now, everybody, and stay warm and keep your pets warm.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.